So you expect to stay in the 2A after this year.
We'll be going 2A the starting 2015, 2016, and then we are there for three consecutive years with the new classification alignments and enrollments. And then ASAA will relook at our enrollments after those 3 years, and we'll make a change if we go back up to 3A or if we stay at 2A. So,
what are the biggest changes with dropping down to 2A, just changing the schedule and who we play?
It'll be significant change for volleyball, basketball. Those are the two major sports that we'll have a change on as far as who we play conference games. Volleyball for 2A is very interesting as Klawock and Skagway opt up to 2A. So there is seven teams when you include us into that conference for volleyball, which would be Wrangell, Metlakatla, Craig, Klawock, Petersburg, Haynes, and Skagway for volleyball 2A. Basketball 2A would be back to our old 3A teams with Metlakatla, Wrangell, Craig, Haynes, and Petersburg with those five. So kind of a tough position for Mount Edgecombe-Sitka with two teams in there, so they're still kind of working on what their plan is as far as how they're going to work their 3A classification since there's just two teams in 3A. But there's some plans out there that they're kind of fiddling with to see how it works and if they stay within Region 5 and just kind of play the 4As as games to fill the schedule and play each other to count for their conference matches. So,
and volleyball 2A is a little bit later in the fall?
Yeah, volleyball 2A a little bit later in the year. They start up September, the last week in September, beginning of October. So the exact same start time as wrestling, which means more girls get to participate in cross country. Swim, sometimes not so much just because swim goes a lot longer than cross country. And I think that's the whole, the 2A idea, get a lot more kids involved with multiple activities since they cross over so much with limited enrollment at those 2A schools.
But this year is 3A, so we'll still be with Sitka and Mount Edgecombe. One last year.
Okay. Yeah, one last year with Mount Edgecombe and Sitka. Volleyball will be, has started August 11th, and basketball will still be with Mount Edgecombe-Sitka, and they will be starting up December 1st, so coming around the corner.
It looks like a busy schedule for the home teams or the home events. A couple events for swimming, volleyball, and what do we have to look forward to this fall?
Yeah, this is our year of rotation to host a cross country meet as well. So we will be hosting cross country meet September 13th. We'll have the entire Region 5 will be invited here. So I'm assuming about 180 runners that weekend that'll be in town. And then we are also hosting the first Northern Swim Meet September 5 and 6th. And Thunder Mountain, Sitka, and Metlakatla will be here September 5th and 6th. And then volleyball will also be home that weekend. So a very busy home weekend, September 5 and 6th. Juno Douglas will be coming to play volleyball September 5 and 6th. And then Mount Edgecombe will be coming the very next week for volleyball, September 10, 11. Midweek games, just because of schedule. So they'll be coming down and playing a Wednesday-Thursday matchup, which kind of makes it nice for me to open up the weekend to just focus on cross-country, too, at the same time. So, and then the 19th and 20th, both volleyball and swim will be in Juneau. Cross-country that weekend will be in Sitka, I believe, is where they'll be going. And then swimming will also be hosting Region 5, the swim meet here, Halloween weekend, October 31st and November 1st. So looking forward to that, getting a jump on that one. And a lot of exciting home things going on. October 17, 18, we're also hosting the wrestling tournament for Region 5 here. So I think it's the second weekend of wrestling. So a lot of home events this fall.
Oh, wow.
It'll be busy. Yes. Every weekend, I think, is booked for me. So it'll be good. Start the year off good.
And the first events are even this weekend. I know cross country's on the road. And
Yeah. Cross country's on the road. Volleyball's on the road. Cross country's heading to Juneau for the first meet of the year. And volleyball will head down to the annual Jamboree here down in Ketchikan. And Thunder Mountain, Juno Douglas, and Sitka, and Petersburg will be there. Mount Edgecombe just started school with the kids showing up, so they typically don't show up to the Jamboree just because they just got in, and get them rolling there in the dorms. So
is your team ready?
Our team is ready, actually. Yeah, we're very young, just like we were last year. I think we had two seniors on last year's squad and a lot of sophomores on that varsity level and even on the JV level, just real young. And this year we've got One senior is our foreign exchange student, our Rotary exchange student from Denmark. She's doing fantastic, and it helps that she's a six-footer as well. And then after that senior, they are all junior sophomores and about 13 freshmen showing up this year. So a lot of bodies out there, which is always good. And we have enough for three teams, so Juno Douglas is actually going to be bringing three teams to help us out and get our kids as much playing time as they can. So we'll have three games in a day when they come down September 5th and 6th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hopping place over there at the gym.
Will.